This is Larry Becker, and this is the Taking Care of Business segment of Radio Free Albany, and I'm going to be interviewing Biff, the owner of the Blue Note Record Store, on location at a shop at 156 Central Avenue, Albany, New York. The store has been here for a long time. When was it first opened, and who ran it?
1948. My dad started the business in 1948. So we've been here 70 years.
When he started the store, were you like running around in the store as a little kid eventually?
Eventually, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And what was that like?
It was a lot of fun. We were half the size. This was a wall here.
Okay.
And we were here, and then there was an insurance company on the other side of the building. And then we expanded in 73 when they moved out, and we took over the whole building.
So eventually, did you get to, like, stock the store? Did you put records in place and
stuff? Yes. Yeah, well, I started out when I was 5. Cleaning, dusting, vacuuming, polishing.
Wow.
So I know every square inch of the building. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was working here when I was, you know, summer vacation, school breaks.
Nice.
You know, all the time, you know.
Did your dad want you to take over the business?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
But he sent you to college anyway?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He insisted?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
a priority, yes.
Right. The store is filled, you know, really filled with vinyl.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. What happened when cassettes came into being? I'm going to ask you the same question about CDs and digital downloads, but I'm kind of curious as to what it was like when you had a store that sold records, and then all of a sudden even cassettes were the thing.
Cassettes didn't really harm the sale of vinyl as much. It was because a lot of people could home record, so people would buy songs on vinyl and then make their own recordings.
Okay, so they were.
So, you know, it was kind of a symbiotic relationship, because you know, yes, you could get albums recorded on cassette, pre-recorded, but the advantage was the home recording, was that you could make your own album.
Okay, so the cassettes came out, but people were still buying the vinyl.
Oh, absolutely.
And then they were making like mixtapes and stuff like that.
Right, right, or creating their own albums even. You know, say they were a fan of a particular group, but they only liked certain songs, not necessarily the greatest
right.
hits, but this song was on that album, this song was on that album. With the cassette, you can create your own album. And so, yeah, it was, you know, it made you the programmer, I guess you could say, for your own radio station.
Right.
Yeah, and it was a good relationship.
How about with CDs?
CDs, that was a completely different feeling. It was, you know, CDs were the wave of the future. Everything
right.
else was old fashioned, because CDs were also digital.
Right.
Whereas everything previous was analog recording. Cassettes were analog. So you heard the sound the way the song was recorded. The problem with the digital is, yes, it's a wonderful medium to have, but it's great for current recordings. You take songs that were pre-digital time and try to digitize them, and they don't sound the same. There's always something lacking. Either there's too much treble, there's too much bass. Because of digitization, it shrinks things. So if you know a song that has, say, for example, a trumpet at the beginning, or a piano solo, or a timpani, or take, for example, the song Question Mark and the Mysterians, where they have an organ at the beginning.
Right.
Because of digitization, they eliminate that little solo part and just go right to the main song. So you don't hear the song the way you remember it. And
it's a different sound, too.
It really is. It doesn't have the warmth that the analog does.
Right.
You know, yeah, you could hear a pin drop, but I don't want to hear a pin drop. I want to hear the music and enjoy it. I want to feel what the artist felt when they were playing it. And sometimes, you know, yes, technology is wonderful, but sometimes it goes too far. And it separated us from the music, too, because with the advent of the CD, you take a disc, which you really don't see where the music is, whereas before with the vinyl, you could see the lines where the
right.
different songs were.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about the cassettes was, there's that, you know, you're hands-on. Whereas a CD, you can't touch it. You have to hold it so gently.
You mean with the record, it was hands-on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's the tactile interaction.
Right.
Whereas a CD, you were told, you know, you had to handle it with kid gloves. Just a little bit of grease from your skin impedes the playing of a CD, because it's read by an electronic eye. So if it hits the little grease from your finger, the eye doesn't know what it is, whereas a needle will just keep chugging along. But on a CD, the machine goes haywire. Another thing about the CDs was you put it in a slot and it would disappear. And so it was almost like you were not interacting with it. There was no personal. Picked up the arm and you put the needle down and you knew which tracks you liked.
Right.
So you could pick and choose. Yeah, you can do that with a CD too by pushing a button, but it's not the same feel and it doesn't have heart. So something about vinyl that, I don't know, it's personal. It's the sound that the artist wanted you to hear. Not to take anything away from digital. It's lovely and, you know, nice for portability. But if you want to be home and you're listening to music, then you can't beat vinyl.
Right. There's not much of a ritual with a CD.
No. It's so easy to do other things. You know, it becomes background noise. When you're listening to records, it requires that you pay attention. And it makes you listen to the music and really appreciate it. It's not background noise.
This is Larry Becker, Radio Free Albany, and we're interviewing the proprietor of the Blue Note Record Shop.
There's something about when you own your own business, you become family members with everybody on the block.
How do people hear about the shop, and how do they come to you?
We rely on word of mouth. We do some advertising, but not a lot. We prefer that, you know, people spread the word about us, and we've got a lovely reputation. We've been lucky and fortunate to have people say wonderful things about us for 70 years.
In addition to records, your shop sells...
We also sell cassettes and CDs, too, and we sell replacement needles.
Okay.
We have a microscope so we can check the needle. The needle generally lasts about 600 playing hours, which is quite a long time. And, anytime you want to have your needle checked, please feel free. It's a free service. We offer any time.
Okay, great.
If you're not sure how to take the needle out and the turntable is something that's portable, we suggest people bring the turntable in and we teach them how to take the needle out.
So you're surrounded by music. Do you have any favorite music or singers?
I like so much a variety of music, but one of my favorites is Sinatra. Mm-hmm. I also like doo-wop. Mm-hmm. I also like classical.
Yeah.
Just depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
And you sell classical?
We do. Sell classical, we sell country, we sell rhythm and blues, pop, oldies.
Okay.
If it's out there, we'll be glad to get it for you.
Okay, great. Do you have any advice for people who are thinking about starting their own business? Just generally, I mean, what it takes to be an entrepreneur?
A lot of hard work. Be prepared. It's a lot of hard work. There's no such thing as free time. It's also like having a child that doesn't make a sound, and you have to guess what they want every moment.
Yes. I'm going to interrupt this interview for a second.
Certainly.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi there.
Welcome to the Blue Note.
Yeah, let me ask you about some of these records look like they're really old.
Yes.
So you have some records that are collector's items that are really old
records? Oh, we sure do. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What would you like people to know about the Blue Note Record Store that you haven't mentioned to me yet?
What would I like people to know about us? Well, let's see. There's so many wonderful things to know about us. But one of the biggest things I'd like people to know is that we really try to find whatever you're looking for. One of our, I guess... things that we're known for is our dogged determinants. You know, we've had people ask for things, and sometimes it does take quite a while. We've had some people that we've had to wait actually a year before we could find things for them.
Is there like a network of vinyl records that you are attuned to that you can help people get records that way?
Not so much a network. It's just a lot of, you know, a lot of footwork. We have developed a knack for that, I guess is the word to say.
You're located where and how can they contact you?
We are on Central Avenue between Robin and Lexington. We've been in the same location for 70 years. Our address is 156 Central, and our phone number is 518-462-0221. We're open Tuesdays through Saturdays from 11 till 6, but closed Sundays and Mondays. And we'd love to see you come in anytime, but if you can't make it, please feel free to call us. We realize people's lives are hectic, and that's why we have a phone, so feel free to call anytime.
And who should they ask for?
And my name is Biff.
Okay. And this is Larry Becker, taking care of business portion of the Radio Free Albany show. Thank you for listening in.